From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Green Party of Ontario wants the spring budget to include funding to put Northlander passenger rail service back on the tracks. Temiskaming Cochrane Green candidate in the upcoming election, Chris Rivard, says it falls into his party's environmental mandate. He says it would help reduce the 35% contribution to greenhouse gas emissions from cars.
One big way would be to bring in passenger rail, which is an efficient mode of transporting our people from point A to point B. So it could definitely help with our air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions in the province.
Fewer cars on the road would increase safety, especially in winter, Rivard says, adding that rail is also an option for people who can't or won't drive and for students to and from post-secondary schools. Following provincial and federal guidance, Northern College is dropping its anti-COVID-19 mask mandate. Effective this coming Monday, masks won't be required wear on any campus, but the college is encouraging it. Disposable masks will continue to be available. Reimbursing you for time on your parking meter that you don't use? There's an app for that, and it's coming to Timmins next month. It's called Hotspot. City Clerk Steph Pometer says it will work at on-street meters and city parking lots. If you get back to your car before you thought you'd be, the wallet feature will give you back the money for unused time.
There's also a service where some of the downtown businesses would be able to validate parking for the customers if they decide they want to go that route.
You'll also be able to buy a monthly parking pass through Hotspot. The community coordinator for Kapuskasing-based Habitat Interlude and Victim Services says a virtual information session this Thursday night is to help parents have difficult conversations more openly with teenagers about sex and consent. Chelsea Mateev encourages parents and their teenagers to watch the event together and learn from the topics.
And then go through what is a sexual assault, what is consent, the steps involved in consent, what to do if you are a victim of sexual assault. We'll go through some different scenarios and then we'll go through the resources available.
The webinar from 7 till 8 Thursday evening is free, but you must register to get a Zoom link. It's open to anyone in our region. You can visit the Kapuskasing and Hearst Victim Services Facebook page or call Habitat Interlude to register. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.